Speculation over what happens after President-elect Trump takes office is fueling many a debate, including what impact it may have on Hawaii tourism. And that's part of the reason the Council on Revenues lowered its projection for this year. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Hey there, Chad.
Good morning, Bethany.
I mean, so we're told now that we should expect that there will be $155 million fewer dollars coming into the coffers. And, you know, in terms of why that may be, there are some reasons for that that are more concrete, maybe activity happening within the construction industry that might be slowing. But looking at the idea of what might happen under President Trump seems to be where most people are letting their minds race. But in this case, we have a little bit more concrete ideas.
There was concern raised at the Council of Revenues meeting yesterday about the Trump presidency, which, of course, hasn't even begun yet. But he's very active on Twitter, very vocal about his opinions. And so there's $155 million less. We're talking about the current fiscal year, the one that ends June 30th. And that may not seem like a lot of money in a budget that's $7.5 billion. But in fact, it is a lot of money because that $7.5 billion is already ready to go somewhere else. And you haven't factored in pay raises. If pay raises across the board happen at 4%, that's $250 million right there. So it is a concern. But what you heard yesterday, what Nathan Eagle said came out of the revenue, the COR, as we call them, report yesterday is, well, will Trump, as someone who has some protectionist ideas, will that harm tourism? Because tourism is our number one industry. Could it prevent or reduce or discourage people from traveling to the islands for holiday or business for that matter? So that is something that's on the minds, and that's why they've tempered that growth. They've moved it down. It was 5.5%. Now it's 3% general fund growth forecast.
Especially as, you know, we know that we've been courting other countries to come and visit Hawaii and trying to make it a lot more friendly for people to come and visit us and spend their money here.
Yeah, and by the way, that does include China, which is already emerging as a rival. Ed Case, by the way, is filling in on the Council of Revenues. He's a former congressman, and he actually works for Outrigger. And that was one of the things that he raised. Carl Bonham, the economist, also said, what about trade and currency rates? Because those are issues that Donald Trump has taken a strong position on. He is for free trade, but didn't like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's now off the table, probably. He worries about currency manipulation on the part of the Chinese government. So these are the kind of things that make you wonder whether this is going to have an impact on our own industry, our own economy here.
And then what happens as we see the fallout of Brexit and other countries perhaps deciding that they would prefer to have their own currency too?
Right.
We're going to talk more in future, but for the moment at least, we know what the next 6 months looks like in this way, maybe.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
We'll talk to you in the morning. Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.